Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Well, the papers are, a lot of them are covering this plane from hell yesterday. It's the only way you can describe it. The Irish Daily Star, terror at 37,000 feet. The Irish Daily Mirror, terror in the sky. And also the Irish Daily Mail, nightmare at 37,000 feet. The news that four Irish passengers were aboard the jet yesterday, which plummeted 6,000 feet in the sky, leading to the death of a grandfather. Terrified flyers were hurled around the cabin as the Singapore Airlines Boeing 777 hit extreme turbulence, you can say that again, at 37,000 feet and suddenly dropped a mile in just 2 minutes. In an update yesterday evening, the airline confirmed there were four Irish citizens among the 211 passengers on board. I don't know if they were injured or not, but the Department of Foreign Affairs is ready to provide consular assistance. And musical theatre director Jeff Kitchen died and dozens more were injured as the jet was struck by a tropical thunderstorm. And listening to some of the passengers there, absolutely horrific. And again, not casting doubt on any of the passengers or anything like that, but it does remind us all of the benefits of wearing a seatbelt on an airplane, because people are very tempted to take off the seatbelt the minute that the sign goes off. But they do tell you, for your own comfort and enjoyment on the flight, mind you, this flight certainly would not have been enjoyable, but for your own comfort and enjoyment, keep your seatbelt on throughout the flight. The Irish Independent on the front page has analysis by Sinn Féin, which says that Fine Gael governments have spent €10 billion on state-funded landlord subsidies in a move aimed at shifting the election debate from immigration to the housing crisis. Sinn Féin analysed the spend since 2011 and said the wasted money of nearly €10 billion could instead have built 40,000 new social or affordable homes. So that party clearly saying that Fine Gael is spending money on landlords, not on social housing. Lovely photograph, by the way, of the Ireland Women's Four team on the front of the Indo. Emily Hegarty, Natalie Long, Emer Lam and Imogen Magner celebrating after winning the Women's Four final in Switzerland. And they're on their way to Paris now. They've qualified for the Olympic Games. So congratulations to them. The Irish Examiner, body of woman found in Cork House. Such a sad story. And just really shows in Irish society, you know, that we maybe don't have as much of a social connection as we used to have, and that maybe someone can be dead for up to a year and no one knows about it, because Gardaí, according to the Examiner, are set to analyse the presses in the house. They're going to look at the food expiration dates, the last bank transactions and the dates of unopened post of a woman whose decomposing remains were found in a house in Cork City yesterday. No foul play is suspected in the woman's death. It's believed her remains may have been there for some time. Gardaí fear it's over a year, could even be 18 months. But the heating was still on in the semi-detached house where her remains were found in Cork City. The woman's body was found in a downstairs back room at her Brookfield Lawn home. A neighbour went into the house with a pest control professional who found the woman's remains at around 3:30 yesterday, because mice had been going into neighbouring houses. So they're trying to investigate if this woman's house was the source of the mice, and then found her body. Very, very sad story indeed. The Irish Times on the front page, pedestrians are twice as likely to be hit by an electric car as those powered by petrol or diesel. So electric or hybrid, I presume because they're so quiet, compared to a petrol or diesel car. Irish emergency medicine doctors, yes, they also say it could be as a result of these vehicles being much quieter than their traditional counterparts. And also electric vehicles are heavier than petrol or diesel cars, meaning that they could be more deadly on impact. So that's a new report in the British Medical Journal looking at road deaths and road fatalities and road collisions over the past 20 or so years. So you can read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Sun has a lighter story on the front page to do with 2FM, RT in crisis. The two Gonnies is the headline, which is the news that the two Johnnies are leaving 2FM and that the state broadcaster is bracing for more departures after the shock exit of the two Johnnies, who were big ratings winners for 2FM, but they've called it a day. So they're gone. Dearan Garrahy is gone from breakfast. And then we don't know where Jennifer, or when Jennifer Zamparelli, where she is and whether she's coming back or not. Apparently she's just on leave, according to 2FM, but there are fears that Jennifer Zamparelli could leave 2FM too. And the Irish Sun has a source quoted as saying that this is the biggest crisis to hit 2FM since Gerry Ryan died. So the two Gonnies, the headline on the Sun. Inside the papers, if you're looking for a mortgage, another mortgage lender will allow you to get a mortgage up to the age of 80. A second lender is going to issue mortgages that people can pay off until the age of 80. This is ICS Mortgages, which has some of the highest lending rates in the market, according to the Irish Independent. Well, it's also cutting its interest rates by up to half a percentage point, and it's making a number of changes. So now it'll be the second lender that allows borrowers the option to pay off their mortgage up to the age of 80, because new lender MoCo told brokers recently it is prepared to issue mortgages up to that age as well. Most lenders have credit policies that mean they want the mortgage paid off by the time you're 70, but now we've two providers doing it until you are 80. Elsewhere, the Irish Times has a warning about home chefs. Up to a third of Irish home cooks don't wash their hands after handling raw chicken before touching their mobile phone or a tablet. I can't believe this, because every time I'm touching chicken, cutting it up, I'm constantly washing my hands. But people are obviously touching the raw chicken and going straight onto their phone. This is analysis from the food safety group Safe Food, and the absence of proper hygiene was revealed despite the fact that food poisoning bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli can live on the screen of your phone for more than 24 hours. So they've been looking at the hygiene habits when using a phone or tablet in the kitchen, and found participants touch their phones or tablets 6 times on average when cooking, and they're not washing their hands in between. So a little warning, just be conscious. It's a helpful reminder of the risks associated with smart devices in the kitchen. And people, ironically, probably have the phone or the tablet in the kitchen to look up recipes and things like that, but there are dangers associated with it. Staying with smartphones, or maybe not smartphones, the Mail tells us that Basic is making a comeback, because they are relaunching the Nokia 3210. People are fed up with constant social media scrolling, and I think they just want a phone that works as a phone. Do you remember the days when you could just ring and text someone on a phone and it actually worked? Well, this is why Nokia are bringing it back. People are fed up of all the information on their smartphones now, and they just want a basic phone. As part of the digital detox movement, old models like the 3210 are returning to the market. It offers basic call and texting services, but here's the real benefit. Snake, you can play Snake, the retro game, on the 3210, and the phone, the 3210, was among the first handsets without an external antenna, and it introduced the world to Snake. And youngsters who are younger than the 3210 are driving the revival of retro mobiles as a fight back against social media addiction. I think this is a great idea. And of course, the other benefit is the battery life on a Nokia. That would last a few days. My phone lasts about an hour before I need to plug it in these days. So modern smartphones don't last a full working day. Your Nokia 3210 could last probably about 3 days. You could also probably throw it off the wall and it wouldn't break either, because they are a sturdy old device. Anyway, they're making a comeback. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.